This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hurricane Dorian is continuing its slow, devastating slog over the Bahamas. The National Hurricane Center says the eye of the powerful Category 5 storm is virtually parked over Grand Bahama Island, crawling west at only 2 kilometers per hour as it dumps rain and lashes the island with destructive winds. Robbie Berg is with the National Hurricane Center.
We think it's going to continue drifting westward, but that will keep it still very close to the island even through early tomorrow morning.
The center says a life-threatening storm surge could raise water levels by as much as 7 meters above normal tide in parts of Grand Bahama Island. Maximum sustained winds stood at 270 kilometers per hour. The trade war between the United States and China is heating up before the holiday shopping season. AP's Julie Walker reports.
That means Americans are facing potentially higher prices for some clothes, shoes, sporting goods, and other consumer items, says Phil Levy, chief economist at Flexport.
You have a new cost in the supply chain, and each company can deal with it differently. Apple can choose to swallow this, and it can cut into their earnings, or they can choose to pass it along.
President Trump says trade talks are still on for September.
We'll see what happens, but we can't allow China to rip us off anymore as a country.
The new 15% tariff applies to about $112 billion of Chinese imports. I'm Julie Walker.
The FBI says the gunman who killed 7 and wounded 22 in Odessa, Texas Saturday acted alone and likely had no ties to any global or domestic terror group. The shooter hijacked a mail truck and fired at other cars as he sped along a highway before police killed him. The dead include a teenager. 3 officers are among the wounded. For all the latest news, please go to voanews.com. In Washington, this is VOA News. High school students in Hong Kong have added gas masks